The more sensitive we are to the Holy Spirit, the less chance that we'll be blindsided. Scripture says plainly that the Holy Spirit tells us things to come. Some translations say he shows us things to come. I am a firm believer, and I'm fully convinced that the Holy Spirit tries to warn us when the enemy is coming up from behind illegally. Illegally. All right, if you are battling with hindering spirits, I want to help you today by answering some of your questions. Listen, hindering spirits are on a mission to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And if you can't see them, you can't defeat them. But I'm going to do my level best to equip you today, to arm you today, to encourage you today, to put the fire in you today, to go on a warpath against these demon powers. You've got to understand the difference between various spirits. See, all spirits are on a mission to steal, kill, and destroy, but they don't all use the same tactics. Let me give you a practical example. The spirit of fear works against you by paralyzing you emotionally and stopping you from stepping out of God's will. But the spirit of rejection hinders you or stops you or plagues you or buffets you in a different way. The spirit of rejection doesn't paralyze you. The spirit of rejection causes you to draw back from people so you won't get hurt, or to push them away before they can push you away, right? So Jezebel works in seduction. Python works with choking the life out of you. So these different demon powers have different tactics, different means, different wiles. You know, scripture talks about the wiles of the enemy. And Paul the apostle said, do not be ignorant of the devil's devices. So hindering spirits, the way that they flow is they, among other things, they delay, they derail, and they discourage. So today I'm answering many of your questions about hindering spirits. But before I do, I want to make sure you're aware of a brand new course. It's on pre-order now. It's called Conquering Hindering Spirits. And I'm going to go deep, deep, deep. You can find this. It's right now on Ultra Early Bird at schoolofthespirit.tv. It won't be there forever, and it won't be this price forever. So grab it if you can. Amen. Schoolofthespirit.tv. Now let's dive into these questions. So many of you sent me questions ahead of time, and so I want to recognize those. Anna asked this, how do I recognize the difference between a hindering spirit in action or a manipulative person trying to obviously close a door for me because they have their own agenda for me and they almost try to move me out of the way? Or is it just the same? So how do you recognize a hindering spirit versus a manipulative person? Well, it could be, Anna, that the hindering spirit is operating through the person, but they could be operating in a spirit of manipulation. They could be operating in a sabotage spirit. They could be operating in a spirit of control, or they could be operating under the influence of a hindering spirit. So how do you recognize that? You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to get in the Word. You're going to have to study to show yourself approved. This is why we do, for example, the School of Spiritual Warfare, which right now you can grab hold of the first class for just $1 on our new platform, School of Spiritual Warfare, because no two demons are exactly alike. They have a lot of characteristics, though. That's what makes it so hard to discern unless you, number one, hear from the Lord, number two, see it in the Word, or number two, have experience with it. But even if you have experience with a demon, you still need revelation, because if we're not careful, we'll go on a witch hunt and we'll start seeing Jezebel everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. When I first learned about the Jezebel spirit, I came under massive attack. There was a man who was operating in a Jezebel spirit and he was stalking me. Well, you know, because of that experience and because of my recent revelation about the Jezebel spirit, I thought everything was Jezebel. And so we don't want to be a people who think everything is a hindering spirit. Everything is a Jezebel spirit. Everything is witchcraft. We must be students of the Word. We must listen to the Holy Spirit, and we must rely in part on past experience. That's why it's so important to take books, to take courses that fast track your growth in the areas where you don't maybe have time to study for 30 hours like I did for hindering spirits. You didn't have to, so you fast track your growth. Katriana asks, how does a person know the difference from a human person issue and a spirit issue? What is the difference to discerning a hindering spirit and self-sabotage or personal unawareness of a bad habit or belief? So this is a similar question, but I love how Catriona brought it in. Most people that I know and that I pastor or mentor, they really believe that everything's the devil. Let me just say this. Everything is not the devil, right? We give the devil far too much credit. Everything is not the devil. So I love this question because she says, what's the difference to discerning a spirit between self-sabotage or just being unaware of bad habits or beliefs? Well, how do you discern? Well, we always in warfare, this is what I do. This is what I do in warfare. I always first go to the Lord and I say, is it me? I mean, sometimes it's obvious, right? Sometimes it is just obvious it's the devil. But if you're not sure, if you don't have discernment, if you don't know what is the source, you go to God and you start right here. Lord, have I deceived myself? Lord, show me if I've done something wrong. Lord, show me if I am opening the door to these demon powers that are harassing me. Lord, show me. Show me, show me, show me, show me, show me. And you know, scripture says that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come, but guess what? He'll also show you things that are in you. So that's where you start. The fact, Catriona, that you are even asking this question puts you far above many people that I run into. And you know, if you have bad habits, you probably know you have bad habits. But if you have wrong beliefs, you probably don't know you have wrong beliefs. This is why it's so critical to stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Read the Word. Study the Word in the areas where you need help. So I love that question. Joanne asks, do hindering spirits return? In other words, once addressed, do you have to be mindful of their return? Yes, the battle against hindering spirits or any other spirit is not a one and done deal. It's not one and done. The battle against hindering spirits is going to be periodic. In other words, remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness after, you know, in Luke 4, you know, he was tempted three times after he'd fasted for 40 days. And after all of this happened, Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Satan went, but scripture says he came, but he left until a more opportune time. The enemy has a strategic methodology. His attacks against us usually are not random. So the hindering spirit will come at opportune times. What is an opportune time? When you're up for a breakthrough, when you're close to a promotion, when you're about to see your dream come true, when you're already frustrated and about to give up, the hindering spirit might pile on, trying to tip you right over the edge. Are you hearing me? So yes, hindering spirits will return. This is why you need to be well-versed in not just spiritual warfare 101, that's a good place to start, but you need to be well-versed on dealing with specific types of spirits. So make sure that you don't miss this opportunity to get in on conquering hindering spirits. It's on our brand new, beautiful platform. The class is called Conquering Hindering Spirits, and right now it's on ultra early bird. It's 66% off the regular price. Yes, there is a price for it. It costs us to produce it, if you had any idea, but we are trying to get more content out there for you for the lowest price possible. And this right here, I mean, think about it. How much has this demon cost you? Way more than this course that's going to teach you how to overcome it cost you. Guarantee you that. Way more. Some of you hindering spirits have cost you promotions, has cost your joy, your peace, has cost your relationships. Some of these things the hindering spirits cost you are priceless. Please get over there and register for that course. Chrissy asks this. Chrissy asks, what are the open doors that give hindering spirits access to a person? Well, we talk about a lot of this in the course, but let me just say this. Let me just say this. Let me make this very, very clear. You don't have to have an open door for hindering spirits to attack you. That's what makes this so nefarious. Because people think, I'm clean, I'm holy, I'm consecrated, I'm sanctified, I'm set apart, I'm hidden under the shadow of his wings, I've run into his name, his tower, and I trust in his name. Jesus did not have an open door for attack, and he was attacked. He was attacked he was attacked twice. He was attacked twice. He was attacked in the garden of, he was attacked in the wilderness, and he was attacked, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God. It wasn't just a temptation, it was an attack. And he was attacked by the Pharisees constantly, right? They called him Beelzebub. Come on now. He was attacked by the scribes. He was attacked by the Sadducees. He was attacked in the Garden of Gethsemane. He sweat great drops of blood. And so you don't need an open door to be attacked by a hindering spirit. That's why this is so critical that you learn how to recognize it, how to deal with it.
Are you tired of being held back, hindered, and delayed from your best life? I know you are. Picture this. Unseen forces called hindering spirits are actively working against you, aiming to derail your dreams and distract you from the path God has laid out for you. But fear not. You carry the power to conquer hindering spirits. In the series every spiritual warrior has been waiting for, I'll guide you through the journey of unmasking the specific agenda of these obstructive forces in your life. No longer will you be blindsided by the tactics of hindering spirits. You'll learn to discern their presence the moment they strike, and even before they strike. You'll gain the wisdom to distinguish between divine guidance and diabolical interference. And you'll learn spiritual warfare strategies and tactics to make hindering spirits flee. Join me as we go on a war path to dismantle the influence of hindering spirits across every facet of your life, your mind, your health, your finances, your career, your relationships, and beyond. Don't miss out on this life-changing spiritual warfare series. Unlock the secrets to conquering hindering spirits today at schoolofthespirit.tv.